With us right now, Patty Dreyer, County Executive for Portage County. A lot going on, as always, but the County Board did meet yesterday. And let's first of all cover what did they actually approve or disapprove yesterday.
Yes, it was a full meeting yesterday. Well, a couple of different things. Our strategic plan in Portage County, our master strategic plan for 2013-2016 timeframe, was adopted by the County Board last night. There was additional discussion around that, and there will continue to be. We've got a lot of work to do. It's starting from a blank page, getting us to a place where we have identified four strategic priorities for the county and some objectives to underlie those goals, and so we've got a lot of work ahead of us. But
as you look at that strategic plan, what would you tell the public about the basics of what is in there as far as what the goals might be?
Well, first of all, a copy of the plan is available at the county's website, www.co.portage.wy.us, our homepage, and you'd find that there's an economic development goal, there's a physical space planning, a county facility related goal. There's a systems and processes goal that has to do with streamlining our operations and so on and so forth, becoming more efficient and providing better access to services through the web. We've got a lot of work to do on that one. And then the final of the four strategic goals has to do with our human capital in the county operation and attracting and retaining skilled, qualified workforce members to be able to help us carry the mission forward.
Now, some other things that the county board had to take care of was confirming some recent appointments. There have been a couple.
Yes, exactly. We have a confirmation of the health officer appointment for Portage County. That's Gary Garski. Gary's been on our staff here in the county for a number of decades of his life, and it's just a great thing when you run a national search and screen, and coming out on top is a candidate who knows our community well, who has been part of the lifting up of that health mission in our county for a good part of his career. So I'm very excited about Gary Garski in that position. That position also has to be approved. I mean, the persons in those positions have to be approved by the state of Wisconsin when they evaluate the qualifications for a level 3 health officer, which is what this position is all about. So I don't know all the other particulars of the credentials that they're looking for, but we had to make sure that the state was okay with this appointment as well. So welcome to Gary, for sure. And then the other appointment that I made was an appointment of Cindy Petruski to the directorship at the Aging and Disability Resource Center. And this appointment was confirmed by the county board last night as well. Again, we had a national search. Cindy had been assistant director at the ADRC for a number of years and had been part of helping to build, the strong organization that we have at the ADRC. So I'm very excited to welcome her after her confirmation last night into this new directorship role today. And so anyway, big shoes to fill. As Janet Zander continues her advocacy work for aging and disabled populations, and in partnership with our county, by the way, but at the same time, a great opportunity for Cindy to elevate her leadership and to continue to move us forward. We are a leader in the state of Wisconsin, and we intend to keep it that way when it comes to aging and disability services.
The County Healthcare Center, some things going on over there as well, isn't there?
Absolutely. It's been a dynamic ride over these last nearly, three and a half years or so with the healthcare center and the role that I've been in here as county executive. Way back in 2010 in the State of the County address, the first address I made, I recall that I had said at that time that the way that the model looked at the healthcare center, it was not a financially sustainable model. What we were doing at that time is we were putting levy into the healthcare center, which is an enterprise, and it's supposed to stand on its own, but it was requiring $1.5+ million of levy in order to even make ends meet there. And as time went on, there was pretty much a steady loss in taking from reserves and so on and so forth to fill the gap. So we needed to get that on a better track. And indeed we have. We've put an intense amount of planning and organizational effort into the healthcare center to try to turn that ship. Now what we have in the healthcare center levy, if you want to think only from a financial standpoint for a minute, is we reduced now the levy down to under $1 million for this year's budget. It's about $991,000. And for 2014, we're looking at somewhere closer to between $600,000 and $700,000. So it's marching in the right direction. Last night at the county board meeting, Brian Shaynock of Leading Age Wisconsin, he's one of the authorities in the whole state related to county nursing homes and how the whole dynamic field of healthcare works when it comes to the county nursing home angle on things. He had commended us on marching in that direction. It was great to hear that from one of the state experts, too. At the same time as we're doing this, there are lots of organizational adjustments to be made. You know, we're continuing to refine our all of our procedures at the bedside, all of our policies and procedures across the organization. So there's lots more work to be done. We've made some renovations that have made a big change in allowing us to stand on our own two financial feet a lot more in that organization by adding private rooms out of what was previously office space, for example, by adding and enhancing our services in our rehabilitation unit. So that's where you might go if you were recovering from hip replacement surgery or knee replacement surgery before you can go home from the hospital. You kind of got to make a stop sometime for some extra help and therapy. We've got that all boosted up. We've been really working hard to invest in the facility that we have. But now before us, we're going to have to make the next set of decisions, and that's going to deal with, you know, what's the longer term future? We've got the aging, you know, HVAC systems of the building, that a building that was built back, at least parts of it, in the 1930s. Here in Portage County, as we've talked about, Larry, you and I before. But we've got decisions to make about that. There's opportunities before us, and Brian was sharing that other counties have found their way through by right-sizing facilities. Right now, we have a 100-bed facility. It was based on a different financial design for Medicare, Medicaid funding, and so on in our history. Right now, times are changing such that you want to attract the right payer mix and adjust things and provide a more customer-oriented approach in the physical facilities with private bathrooms, private rooms, and so on and so forth. So it might mean that renovating your existing older facility isn't a better answer than building a new one. And that's kind of the decision before us, I think. And so this presentation last night was intended to help the county board and the community understand more about that larger picture and help us all as we continue to march in the direction of making a longer-term decision for our healthcare center in Portage County. It's definitely a mission that our community values, that they believe in, that has a rich heritage and tradition here. And it's a matter of how can we ensure that we have access to these kinds of long-term care beds in our county in the, you know, in the smartest kind of design possible going forward. We have a business modeling consultant that's helping us between now and Halloween come up with the other right-sizing information, I guess you would say. And then we'll add that with some other analyses that we've got either underway or we've done already, and we'll be better poised to make a wise decision going forward when it comes to the capital project.
As you look at the healthcare center and the fact that you're able to put less levy dollars into it in the last couple of years, the average family member might sit back and say, well, how has the level of care suffered, if at all? Is it pretty much better, worse, or the same, even though you're putting less into it?
Well, that's a very good question. And, of course, one of the things that I think about, in fact, I work on almost on a daily basis, is I really believe that we need to ensure quality of care. You know, we are staffed at higher benchmarks in most areas there than other nursing or healthcare centers are, either, you know, in neighboring counties or in the private sector, too. So, but more staff doesn't always mean better care. It means, too, that you need to look at what's the right balance and what is the right technology to help you. And we're investing in all of these kinds of analyses, this kind of teamwork that it's going to take to help us through the, you know, call light systems and so on and so forth. These are some of the projects that are on the horizon. We've got next levels of computer systems that we're looking at to be able to do more electronic charting than we had before. There's all sorts of different ways that we are still bringing ourselves up from a long history of doing it a different way and transitioning into the more, you know, the more current world of clinical policies and procedures. It's a very dynamic field, so you can imagine staying ahead of it is, you know, it's something you got to stay on top of, and we're really putting a lot of emphasis on that.
As we get into late summer, early fall, it's budget time. How is that process going?
Right, underway, definitely underway. We finished most of the budget hearings now, and we were looking at the first part, the front part of the budget time cycle that we're in, with about a $1.3 million shortfall to fill a gap, operational gap. Now we've whittled it down and we've worked through things, and departments were innovative in bringing forward what they brought to us, and I've got it somewhere between a $600,000 and a $700,000 gap to continue to close. I don't have any doubt that we'll be able to do a very fine job at that. So we're continuing to work through it. By October 3rd, of course, that will be wrapped up, because that'll be time when I'll be making the budget presentation before the county board. One of the things that happened at the county board meeting last night was that there was some really great testimony from Dan Bomowski, who is a staff member in the highway department, and he commented on how, you know, we need to do even a better job of asking staff how else we can save money, how else we can do things better, smarter. And so actually, I've already been following up on that this morning.
You have a capital improvement plan that you're working on as well. What can you tell us about that?
The capital improvement plan is a forecast for the next 5 or so years of larger projects, $25,000 or more, that we anticipate needing to reckon with in our decision making for the future. It is a plan that was adopted last night at the county board. We do this on an annual basis, and this plan is one that include such things as, you know, looking at the future of the healthcare center. It includes such things as some emergency communications, simulcast funding, and many other projects too. So what we do once it's been passed through the county board is it is on our radar. Now we look at which items may be appropriated going forward. So there are some items, for example, our enterprise resource planning software, which is a capital project of $1.4 million or so. This is the project that will convert our entire computer systems into a more data-driven system, a more efficient system in Portage County, to transition from the green screen, literally, that we still use, the AS400 ancient system, obsolete system, into the new world of information technology and data management for financial and human resource systems in particular to start out with. It's massive. We've been working on this for about a year and a half now so far, and it'll be another year and a half probably before it's all rolled out. So this particular project has an appropriation in our coming budget, because we're already, you know, moving forward on the implementation. That's a great example of one of the big capital projects out there.
Strategic planning. That's something that's been keeping you busy for the better part of the year. How's it going?
Well, it's a never-ending process. I think if we do our jobs well, you know, planning is part of it on a daily basis, and we know we need to continue to stay on top of that. I think from the strategic planning standpoint, one of the things on the horizon is to continue to look at emergency-related disaster, emergency preparedness across the county, and that's an area of planning that we're going to continue to put some extra emphasis on. At the Towns Association meeting in September, we will have our emergency management director, Keith Krieger, out beginning his first set of training for towns officials related to the role of local municipalities in emergency preparedness and planning. and how important it is that we understand also then what the county's role is and then how we support each other, we work together. It's going to be a lot of extra emphasis around that area of planning, and I think that's one that you will hear a lot more about, that we're going to have lots of conversations about, and we're going to continue to pay attention to community resiliency, because that's where it's at. If we can be a resilient community, more people are able to better help themselves, then, you know, we'll be able to make better outcomes happen on the other end of a bad storm here, for example, or a flood.
Something that kind of ties into that that'll probably help is the recent changes at dispatch to put everything together. How's that going now?
Excellent, actually. We have the full conversion that's taken place now in early August, and it was a seamless process for what it looked like to any one of us that are not sitting at the desk every day. I have to commend the chief deputy and Denise Schultz, our communication center manager there in the sheriff's office, for their leadership and their training, their orienting and kind of moving the city team, dispatch team, under the county umbrella very, very, very nicely.
Anything you want to add today?
No, it's just a really, really busy time. There is no slow time in county government unless we're not doing our job. And so let's just say this is hit the ground running every day, and we're, you know, it's a good ride. It's a great path, and I'll look forward to continuing.
In a nutshell, looks like things are looking pretty good for the county this fall as far as the budget and everything else.
Yeah, I think it is coming together very well. And actually, I think these kinds of challenges, when it's not so easy sometimes, I think that makes us stronger and better by having to push the envelope a little bit, think a little differently about how to problem solve on something, and there's nothing bad about that.
County Executive Patty Dreyer with us today.